Support for the WXXI Business Report comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle, a local mobile community bank providing financial services to Western New York for 150 years. More online at bankofcastisle.com.
And now the WXXI Business Report with Randy Gorbman. And Randy, we have an update on two prominent local manufacturers that are bringing employees back into their plants.
A lot of folks getting back to work today in our area, and one of them, one of Rochester's oldest manufacturing companies, dates back about a century or so. That's Hickey Freeman, the clothing maker, more than a century-old company. It did have a small crew on site in recent weeks making face masks to kind of help out because of the coronavirus pandemic. But now, as phase one of the state's reopening plan continues, Hickey Freeman hopes to soon have its full complement of about 240 employees back at the North Clinton Avenue plant. The company's executive vice president of manufacturing, John Martinek, says even with the overall downturn in the retail industry, Hickey Freeman has some other work that can help them continue production at the Rochester plant.
We recently took an Army uniform program, which would kind of be more stable. So it's not really retail dependent, but it gives us an opportunity to keep our employees working 40 hours a week. So that's been a big boost. And then we can use it as a stepping stone there. Kind of reclaim any kind of retail business that may have fallen short.
The company's taking a number of steps inside the plant, including being mindful of physical distancing, staggering some work shifts, and increasing sanitizing efforts throughout the plant. As we told you last week, many General Motors plants around the country getting back to work today, including the one in Rochester on Lexington Avenue. It's not part specifically of New York's phased-in system, you know, the phase one that we're in now. GM is an essential business, but the company decided to stay closed around the country for the most part, except for doing some work like making ventilators for the medical community. Daniel Maloney, a president of UAW Local 1097, represents about 800 unionized workers. He says they had a small crew on hand last week to start some of the preparations. And Maloney says when the rest of the employees return today, they'll find new safety protocols in place, including face masks, sanitizing equipment, and temperature checks when they first arrive. Maloney did tell me that while a lot of workers are looking forward to getting back to work, others still have concerns.
Because we've had the union hall open, we hear it. Some folks were asking us, when are we going back? I'm bored out of my mind. I really need to get back to work. And then other folks are saying it's too soon. You know, calls coming in here to the hall.
An official with GM also spoke to us about the various protocols they are following to keep employees safe. He says it's a measured, thoughtful phase in, and the GM exec told us it'll likely take several weeks, if not months, to get back to where GM was before in terms of production volumes. Stage Stores, which owns the Peebles and Gordman's department store chains, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection last week. The Easton-based company says it's looking for a buyer but plans to reopen many locations as it begins liquidating its stores. Stage had rebranded several former Peebles stores in our area with the Gordman's names, including Albion, Geneseo, Geneva, Newark, Cornell, and Penyan. Well, a number of corporations have been holding their annual meetings virtually because of the coronavirus pandemic. That includes a couple of large companies this week with local operations. On Wednesday, Eastman Kodak holds its annual meeting with a live webcast, and Xerox holds its meeting virtually as well. That'll be on Thursday morning. And we got word late last week of a major resort that will eventually be closing. The family that purchased Bristol Harbor in 2016 in the South Bristol area says it'll close later this year. A note posted on the resort's website says the COVID-19 crisis brought incredible challenges for the hospitality industry. Todd and Laura Cook, the operators of Bristol Harbor, say the golf course will remain open to members only until further notice for the remainder of this year's golf season. After that, the course will be closed to the public. The Cooks say their family will continue to maintain the property, and they say they look forward to transforming it into a personal property for their family. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorbman.